Freddie Page here again with Dennis Page, my uncle. And we're going to see what he thinks about hip-hop and learn a little bit more about his hip-hop experiences. So my first question for you is, what is your earliest memory of hip-hop?
Earliest memory. I guess the earliest memory would be Blondie.
Blondie. School me up on Blondie.
I can't really remember that much about it. It goes back a long way, but yeah. it was a white female who basically talked over her music.
Yeah.
But it was like one of the original raps.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even tell you what the name of the song was, but
we'll
have to look that up.
What makes it memorable for you?
That it was a white lady rapping. And it sounded good.
Yeah, it sounded good. Yeah. True.
And we were into dancing back then.
Yep.
So hip hop came about with break dancing and pop locking and all of that. So
okay. So skip to the dancing question.
There you go.
What was your favorite hip hop dance and why?
I would say pop locking.
Yeah. What about it?
It was just fun. Yeah. The beats.
Yeah.
Every time you hear the beats, you would pop and lock and pass it on to the next person.
Okay, so it was really a community thing. You did it with a lot of other people?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Dancing was a big thing back in the day.
Yeah.
Not just hip-hop dancing, but just dancing.
Yeah.
Going to the club and dancing. That was...
The disco.
The disco. Yeah, we were just coming out of the disco era.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
When hip hop started.
Okay. What's your favorite hip hop name that you've heard?
As performer or just
either or. One of your friends might have had their own hip hop name.
Well, but one of my favorite hip hop artists is Nas, so
okay.
I would say Nas.
That's your favorite name, yeah. Nasir Jones. Oh man, okay. What would you say makes hip-hop different from other styles of music that you like?
Makes it different?
Yeah.
It's more culturally, I guess the culture, it's the way we came up.
Yeah.
So the music represents the culture.
Okay. So it fit your voice and your culture.
That's right.
Other music wasn't doing that for you before
no.
that. Not at all.
No, not at all. All
right. Well, how do you know when you love a hip hop song?
When you keep playing it over, and by the time the third time you hear it, you know the words to it.
It's inside of you.
Yeah.
It's living with you. Okay. How do you think hip hop kind of impacted your years as a youth or growing up?
It's different. Now, when I grew up, that was a long time ago, but it seemed like it was a friendlier time.
Yeah.
Hip-hop was fun back then, and
then
it sort of changed with the, you don't want to say gangster rap, but it changed.
Kinda, yeah.
It changed, and after that era, it changed.
Kind of NWA time, really, you know, the parental advisory label. And,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I think it changed basically when Congress wanted, when they started subpoenaing folks and to come before Congress and all of that. I mean,
they really
had nothing to do with it and shouldn't have had nothing to do with it. But.
So, with you saying it was kind of really happy when you were growing up, did you have moments that really were intensified by hip hop and you guys got together around a song and had fun moments because of music? Or were the moments already fun, the music was just in the background?
No, I mean, we'd have fun when we get together, but when the music, turned the music on, that was it.
Yeah.
The Sugar Hill Gang, you can turn it on right now, around five or six people, and everybody gonna sing the whole 17-minute song. One of the longest hip-hop jams out there.
Yeah. Okay. Were there any clothing trends that you wore that were definitely inspired by hip-hop?
Run DMC, Lee's on my back and Adidas on my feet.
Okay,
so the Kangol caps and
did you wear all that?
Wore all of it. Couldn't afford none of it, but I wore it anyway.
Yeah, that's part of the culture. Oh, man. Okay, so what was your favorite hip-hop song ever?
Ever?
Yeah. Ooh.
I don't have a favorite, but I guess Rapper's Delight is probably one of the favorites, the original favorite, and had to pick another. It'd be a whole Nas album, and then...
Which Nas album?
That's a tough one, too, but his first.
His first, yeah.
EPMD was a group that was strictly business.
Yeah.
That was a good album. And then the newer stuff with Snoop and Dre, that was two, three into the folks. That was the jam right there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, that's really all the questions I have for you. Is there anything else you want to add about your experience in hip-hop that you want the world to hear about?
It's not much there. I'm just an old head that still likes hip-hop stuff. And not too much of this new stuff, but the old stuff, I'll put it on and play it.
Yeah, so it has longevity for you. It lasts.
Oh, yeah. Makes me feel young again.
Cool. I appreciate you, Uncle Devin.
Good to be here. Yeah. Good to be here.